Okay, welcome everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody. Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting. Today is our regular bi-weekly meeting, May 4th, 2023. It is now 12 o'clock. We're going to open in prayer. Would you like to lead us in prayer, sir?
Yep. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this nation that we live in, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for our leaders nationally. We pray for our leaders on the state level, and we pray for our leaders on the local level, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you'll be in the midst of this meeting. You will guide each of us trustees in making the decisions for this township that you see fit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jan, would you like to lead us in pledge of allegiance?
Oh, yeah, that's why I stood up.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ma'am, if I can have a roll call when you're ready.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
New business. I would like to introduce our state representative to our meeting. He's going to speak to us. Dave Dovis.
Like red dough in a school bus.
Dovis. Okay, thank you very much. I hope I'm not the only one that struggles with that sometimes. Okay. Sir, the floor is yours.
I will just take it for a short period of time.
Okay.
I guess I will address.
Just address
this. Yeah, everybody, we'll hear.
Yeah, okay. We'll hear.
I am Dave Dovis. I'm the newly elected state representative for the current Ohio House of Representatives District 10, which consists primarily of West and Southwest Columbus, most of Franklin Township. I say most, not all. Grove City, and a large portion of the far south side of Columbus. I was elected in November to a two-year term, the position on January 3rd, and so we'll serve through the end of next year, and we'll see what may or may not happen after that. There's going to be a redistricting that takes place. Not sure exactly what that's going to mean for this part of town. I've got every reason to believe that Westland Shopping Center, which is just outside my district, will become part of the district. So we'll be working together.
Sure, absolutely.
And what I just wanted to do is to come here today, introduce myself to you, and to let you know I'm here to try to be helpful. You know, at the state legislature, yes, we pass laws, but what we also really, the other part of our job is we want to be advocates for the folks who live in our district. And Franklin Township, most of the township is in my district, and I want to be helpful. We've got, you know, some good things that can happen at Westland Shopping Center, and I think we want to make sure that's, to the degree we can, stays in the township. I mean, that's you all have been working with it for forever, and certainly I think there are better times coming, hopefully reasonably soon, and the township needs to derive the benefit from that.
Yes. So I've heard that you are a you grew up in this area.
Yes, sir. In fact, I grew up. If you know where the old Free Christian Drive-In Theater, if some of you have been around for a while, literally a block from that. In fact, their big green space there we used. When I was a kid, we played baseball and touch football.
Sure.
So I went to Westmount Elementary, Hiltonia, then Junior High School, and West High School.
So it's great that we have a representative here, and as we do our local government here and what goes on, as you keyed in on a thing that is the most important here, is that Wesson Mall stays in the township.
Yep.
And as our representatives, as you advocate for Franklin Township, one of the things I would love to see, if it's possible, that you could advocate for, as you know, that you can annex into the city of Columbus in a week.
Yeah.
You pay your $250, fill out the application. If a person wishes to annex into Franklin Township, it's a one-way road.
Mm.
why does it have to, no one can explain it to me. We have plenty of people that would like to annex back in. We have different options here in Franklin Township to, every time someone annexes out, give you an example, when the casino left, the people sitting in this room are the people that had to pick up the difference.
Yeah.
She may have paid 100, 150, 75, 80 more a month.
Yep.
Everyone's property is different.
Yep.
But the fact is that we end up picking up the cost of that. Now, there was promises made that was never come to conclusion. Now, we do have the opportunity, thanks to a federal judge, to do something called a township-wide levy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what that is. Township-wide levy is basically anyone that has annexed their property into the city or municipality, depends on where you're at, it's a yes and no vote if it goes on the ballot. The voters of Franklin Township would say yes or no. We would do away with every levy we have, gone forever. One new levy, and everybody pays. The casino, when we looked at doing this for the fire department, would pay $1.2 million. Out of a $10 million budget, $1.2 million is a good chunk of change.
Yes.
And that was just with fire. That's not including the police. So these costs were people, basically municipalities, I'm not going to just say the city of Columbus, et cetera, what ends up happening, you end up bankrupting, or eventually it's a slow takeover. Yeah. Because what ends up happening, the cost and the burden is what we have struggled so hard to pass levies because everyone's tired of paying more. But every time, if you look around Hague Avenue, Wilson Road, the apartments that go in and then they annex it over to the city. So that's revenue we don't get in. We still have to work on the same budget.
Yeah.
So as a representative, we would love to see our representative. And I would love to come to a meeting and sit there. I've had an opportunity to recently tour the State House and see where you guys work. If this was ever an opportunity, I would love to have as many people from the township that would want to show up and possibly discuss on the floor the opportunity that townships and municipalities should have the right as a resident to annex back into the township if you so deem necessary, and what would be those guidelines if you're adjacent to it, etc. One of the main reasons that people annex into the city is not for the cost.
No.
It is for city water and sewer that is held
as
it that has become not a monopoly, but a necessity for clean water and sewer. Well, there have been new rules and regulations set forth that if you have water and sewer adjacent your property, you are allowed to pay a tap fee and hook on without annexing. So we also would love to see if there's monies out there, as you know this area, lighting districts, that we would be able to have some form of lighting in our districts. There's got to be grants or matching grants that we could help. We currently, Mazur has now been almost 2 years with us, and what we've been able to get accomplished with having a administrator, I'm sure he'll be contacting you and saying, is there things that, you know, I'd love you to see what you could do for Franklin Township. And I'm so thankful that you came here today for this. And what I would like to do is open the floor at this time, is any residents would have any questions for our state representative before he leaves, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. But by the way, we had 120, probably mostly Franklin Township residents come yesterday to the State House. 124th graders from West Franklin Elementary.
Well, that's great.
And it was wonderful. They were at the State House, and we actually got them into the House chambers, and we were able to talk with them there.
And I was recently there.
Tour.
I'm sorry? No, I did tour with my family and kids and went through with them, and it was quite interesting to see where the work is done and et cetera, and both sides of the chamber. So it was eye-opening and learning the different things about certain things that have been there forever and what the original. So the history behind it was very interesting. But if anyone would have any questions for our State House representative, that would be a great time to ask, because he's going to take our ideals, our needs, as he represents us.
And as you're formulating anything you might want to ask about, just so you'll know, we are the state legislature. This is not the United States Congress. This is the state legislature. There are 99 House districts in the state, of which I represent one, and there are two entities in the legislature. We're what's called a bicameral legislature, and that there are 99 members of the House of Representatives, and there are 33 members of the state Senate. Similar to what we have in Congress, but this is, of course, at the state level. So, yes, ma'am.
My name is Patty Spencer.
Hi,
and
Patty.
I am the zoning chair for the Southwest Area Commission. And I would like to give you my card.
Please.
And invite you to set up an appointment sometime to maybe stop in one of our meetings and introduce yourself. And
I would love to.
And we meet here.
Oh,
so
that
you
makes
sort of
it
know
easy.
Your way already.
This, I will give you one of these.
Thank
I
you.
I also want to make sure each of you get one of these. And I get the official Jim Leeser card. Great.
You can change numbers, but you got it now.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Patty, and we will make that happen.
We got a question back here.
Well, I don't have a question because we didn't know he was coming, so I didn't have any questions.
Okay.
You know, ready or anything. How do we get a hold of you rather than calling and we get a receptionist or whoever and says,
well,
an intern that says, hey, he can't talk right now?
Well, it is my aide, by the way.
Okay.
And she's a full-time. Actually, we have, each of us get a full-time aide, and she gets all messages to me.
Okay.
Her name is Bria Micey.
She's good.
She is wonderful.
She's good.
She's awesome.
She's good.
Because during Citadel 5, we were calling all around down there, and we could not get a hold of anyone, and everyone kept on giving this bullshit story saying, you know, oh, well, they'll call you back. They'll call you back. Yeah. You know, oh, well, they can't talk right now.
Well,
are
we
sure
we
can
do.
Actually talk to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Number is 46614, of course, 466-9690 is our office number. 466-9690, of course, area code 6146. And in response, John, to what you had asked about, one of my very good friends in the legislature, another freshman, just most recently was township trustee of Jackson Township up in Stark County, outside of Massillon.
Right.
And so I'm going to talk with him about the issues you just brought up.
Because it doesn't make sense.
And see what, you know, see where we can go, see how we can move forward.
So as much as I've studied this, and I don't want to hold everybody's time up, but once upon a time, there was a city called Columbus. And it was
a very small
city.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Franklin County was huge. Well, we're talking back in the 30s.
Yep.
Well, what ended up happening, the city of Columbus made a deal, and I have all the paperwork, because I researched all this.
Yeah.
to be able to cross the county, their city water and sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a long time ago. No one saw it when you're making that move in Checkers. They didn't see the move.
Yep.
Well, they put their money into the water and sewer and et cetera. And then once they started slowly in a population, it just continued to grow.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is we've seen a lot of kids are learning what, you know, will Franklin Township be something that you learn in a museum someday?
Yeah.
But if we do not ask the questions, that it makes no sense to say, well, why can't, I know a gentleman that was annexed in the city and he didn't even ask, and he was in the township and he has a farm over here and the property around him got annexed and they swooped everything and he would like to stay in the township and he'd like to come back in the township. And it's very difficult. Now, if you're annexed into the city, $250, you fill out your form, it goes to city council and you go before them, they stamp it, they never say no, you're in the city now. Some people think, well, the taxes are cheaper. But what you have to realize is you're now paying 2.25% of your pay if you work.
Yeah.
So is it really cheaper?
Yeah.
And what are the difference in services? So
I want to thank you. I've written down reverse annexing, which is how I would term it, and lighting districts.
Right. And any fundings that we may be able to be qualified for, or you may call up Mr. Mazur, hey, have you thought of this?
The capital budget comes up
next
year, and so I I'm here to try to be helpful.
Yeah, because our buildings are 75 years old. I'm sure it would look good that we could get help.
Yep. Good. Yes, sir.
Senator Michelle Reynolds?
Yes.
She comes from Madison Town. Madison
That's
Township.
Right. She's
so she might be a good one to talk
yes.
to also.
Yes.
Yep.
That would be
yeah.
great.
Good point.
One thing that people
yes,
aren't
ma'am.
Aware of is this is the oldest township
yes.
in the state.
That hasn't
registered
changed its name.
In,
yeah.
What,
yeah, we have
18...
it here somewhere. It was somewhere on the wall here.
No, I think 1805.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it was
so
1805.
The state.
Yeah.
Right. And I found out when I moved back out here that it was one of my family members'
wow.
ancestors that started that cool. along with Louis R. Sullivan.
Wow.
And they
Luke
established
yeah.
Franklinton.
And also, I think it was the largest.
It was
yes.
the largest? And
yes.
It
I actually have the information here in my.
It's one of the only ones that haven't changed their name.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So this is a really
yep.
old,
yep.
old community.
History,
and the history
sure.
of it will kind of blow your mind.
A lot of history.
Yep.
Before
okay.
I take off, I see the two young people back here.
Yes.
What brought you here today?
Just the educational experience to be able to see our community make decisions together and the people being able to have an ability to come to see how things are created.
Yeah. Great. And you're what grade?
I am 8th grade and also 8th grade.
Okay. And where? A homeschool or?
Homeschool. Online school.
Online school. Okay. So homeschool. What online school?
It's called Trek.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They do a good job.
They also to toot their horn. They also are attend. They go to school during the day and college at night.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
So when they graduate, they'll have their degree.
Have an high associate's
school
degree.
Right.
Way to go. Good. Good.
Nice to meet you, because I wondered who was in District 10, but we never got notification.
Well, actually, there was an election last fall.
No, I know that, but we didn't know
yeah.
who was
yeah. Yeah.
District 10 anymore.
Yeah, it's me for now, and there just the thing is, there's going to be redistricting this fall. So the district will look a little bit different after this fall for starting in December or January of 25.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of the beast.
And we welcome you to come to any meeting just to say
yeah.
we don't have to bombard you
yeah.
every time
no,
you come
okay.
to a meeting, but anytime that you want to, it's 12 o'clock every other Thursday.
Yeah. First and third Thursdays of the month?
That's usually how it works out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can get hold of Steve.
Absolutely.
Because we'd love
you
to have you in attendance
right.
and et cetera. So we really
you.
Appreciate you, and I'd like to thank you for your work
yeah.
and congratulations. Oh,
thank you. Like I said,
I
want to be helpful.
Yep.
So
we've talked many times.
Thanks very
yeah.
much.
Good to meet you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Folks, thank you. I've got actually
yep.
more things.
He has a schedule, too.
Okay. Next, and thank you for taking the time, and thanks to the audience for the extra time that we just
yeah.
took. Moving on, Patty Spencer, Southwest Area Commission.
I'm on the menu. Yay. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Patty. All righty. Not a whole lot. Next Tuesday is our meeting, 6:30 here. We are going to have Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy, who is the Franklin County Clerk of Courts here, and we've also invited, and hopefully they'll be on our agenda, the applicants who are putting in the new Speedway 7-Eleven
mm-hmm.
down Frank Road
mm-hmm.
At the freeway.
Yeah.
So I know that's probably going to be extra work for one, for sure you, most likely, with things. So you may want to come and I don't know if you've got their schematics or if Steve may have the schematics
mm-hmm.
on the to see what, if anything, you can add or go, why are you doing it that way? We are, the only thing that really came before me was a demolition for a structure at McCoy Park. That is right next to Berliner. You're all part of the area, so it is your park as well. And our acting president has been trying to get more facilities built at our parks, McCoy being one of them, Willow Creek, and Stone Ridge. And don't know if this is a beginning of something, but they were just going to tear down the buildings, kind of like an outhouse type building, I guess mm-hmm. is what they said, and they're going to grade it and reseed. So I don't know what that means, other than, I mean, I know what grading and reseeding means. I just don't mean, I just don't know.
Turn back to green space.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to plan on building a new structure, if they're going to put up picnic tables for us. I don't know yet, but I just know that they're going to demo the building. The only other thing which I thought was interesting when everybody was talking about your community meeting.
Township meeting?
What?
Township meeting?
No, no.
National Night Out?
Not National Night Out.
Block Watch.
Yes. I asked our local, our police liaison, Officer White, I don't know if you guys know him, if the Southwest Area Commission itself area, other than your local ones, had any active block watches. And he said, not to his knowledge, but that the Southwest Area Commission itself could become a block watch, which I thought was really kind of interesting. So that will be something that I'm going to talk about, hopefully, at our meeting Tuesday, whether or not our other three members would think that that would be a good idea for us to create a block watch for the Southwest Area Commission's area, which would include all of you and your own block watches and businesses. So, and I told them I would be willing to had that if that's what they wanted, the direction they wanted to go. So really that's it.
Okay, well, I'm going to open the floor at this time if there's any questions for Patty. Here or none, I close the floor. Moving on, police department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have the April stats. There were 1,032 runs taken, and that is over all three shifts. That does not include online reporting.
So say it again, how many?
1,032.
Is that up?
Runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a significant amount.
Not significant. We usually go from anywhere like 850 to 1,100. It'll increase as the summer goes on. So as it gets hotter, it'll get a little busier. We will be starting the, as of May 1st, the traffic grant,
okay.
the traffic overtime card. So I will be having those stats every 2 weeks.
Okay.
We've divided everything up into zones. And so we'll be able to report on, you know, how many citations or what have you was, you know, Hart Road or Alkire, Climber, that kind of thing. So we'll have those coming up in the next couple weeks. Any questions about stats?
I have a question. Is those all runs that our officers took?
Yes.
Or
that does not include any runs the county may have taken on Thursday.
I was asked that, and I just wanted to get clarification.
Yeah. Those should only be our runs.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next, we're asking for a resolution to donate one of the free radios that we obtained from the state of Ohio to Lithopolis PD. That number was 2023-060.
Okay.
I have that here for you.
You want to read it? Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Resolution 2023-060. Resolution approving the donation of handheld radios to the Lithopolis Police Department be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves donating one handheld radio to the Lycopolis Police Department. These handhelds were part of a recent donation to Franklin Township Police Department and are unneeded.
So, Board, if there's no further discussion in this matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next resolution is 2023-058, requesting 120 hours of injured leave for Officer Tim Myers, which takes him from the day after the injury up until the end of this current pay period, which is the 9th of May.
Which Myers is this one?
Tim.
Is he the one? He's not from Valley View, right?
No, he's the other one.
Okay.
And we do have all the documentation.
Okay,
on
that was my next question. So there's everything is squared away as far as documentation.
Yeah, I have all that.
We meet all statutory requirements?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And following up on from what the chief said, it's resolution 2023-058, resolution approving 120 hours injury leave for Tim Myers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 120 hours of injury leave beginning April 19, 2023 through May 9, 2023 for Officer Tim Myers per Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement.
If there's no further questions on this matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's the chief, the gentleman who's in the new accident.
The pursuit, yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think you're thinking of Roger Myers.
Yeah. Roger, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't out of a car accident. He tore his calf muscle, pulling stop sticks out of Harrisburg Pike.
Okay, I'll remember that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The next one is 2023-059. Resolution asking for 80 hours of injury leave for Norman Baldwin. The paperwork has him coming back on the 8th. However, I spoke to him this morning. I don't think we have the new paperwork. He went to the doctor yesterday. It's looking like it's going to be a little longer, probably not till the end of the month. So we should be getting something from Sedgwick, Steve.
Okay.
So again, we meet all statutory requirements for this.
I have all that paperwork in hand. Yes, sir. And again, that's resolution 2023-059, resolution approving additional 80 hours injury leave for Norm Baldwin. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves Officer Norman Baldwin an additional 80 hours of injury leave per Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement.
If there's no further question, I would ask for a second.
I have a question. This is the gentleman that hurt his tailbone?
His tailbone? Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll second that.
Thank you.
And
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
And that is all I have, gentlemen. Deputy Hamilton is not here with us.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay, moving on, hearing that, we're going to move to the Fire Department Chief Arnold.
Anything for you, gentlemen, today?
Nothing for us today, huh?
I do have a resolution for the Fire Department. It's resolution 2023-064. This is a resolution approving 40 hours of injury leave for Todd Breaker. Todd had knee surgery earlier in the month, and he was off 40 hours for that injury. He is now back to work full time.
Okay.
And again, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 40 hours of injury leave beginning April 17, 2023 through April 21st, 2023 for Captain Todd Breaker.
And we meet all statutory requirements for this, sir?
We do. Again, I have all the documentation on that as well.
Hearing that, if there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And a roll call, ma'am, when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Road Department, Mr. Stevens isn't here. Do you want to fill in for Mr. Stevens?
I do. One thing that Mr. Stevens asked me to bring to the attention of the board, that it's getting close to that time of year where they would like to schedule their new work week hours to the 410s. And I told him to absolutely bring that up in front of the board for any discussion that you would like to have.
Sure. I know we also have that discussion. I'm going to back up a minute to the chief. That was brought to us, and we didn't even, I apologize this week, I did not get with the administrator to kind of look at everything, but it seems like your 10-hour schedules, did you want to speak on that, what your, because you weren't here when that was brought up.
Yeah, he was.
You was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I met with Sergeant Moore, we made some tweaks to it.
Okay.
I believe once everyone is healthy, we get the two guys back. We get the two guys off training. We're going to try it for maybe 3 months.
Okay.
Make sure it controls overtime. And if it works, that's fine. If it doesn't, we can always go back to the 5 days.
So going back to with the road department, I'm glad that we're asked this because sometimes it just happens and we don't know, and that's just not good. I am against it for this reason. I like the long hour days. There's more sunshine, etc. Unfortunately, we don't have the manpower to do it effectively like the county. I keep hearing, well, the county does it, and I'm like, well, this is Franklin Township. The reason that I'm against it is we do the 410s Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday. Monday's a holiday. You don't have anyone in from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and they're not in till Tuesday. And it never seems to fail that when we have a situation, they do come in if there's a storm, etc. But on regular things where someone needs something done, I get a call and I'm like, oh, they won't be in until Tuesday morning. Well, this is Friday. And I explain they're on 410s. I'm not against it if there's a way that we had an A and a B. If we had someone that was either off on Mondays and then the B's were off on Fridays, but I'm told that they have to have at least two people. And we have done this in the past, but I want to be there for our residents 5 days a week versus 4 days a week. And again, when we have the holidays, it takes it even out further. Questions from the board?
No, but I'll make a motion to go to it because it is a part of their union contract.
It's actually not. It's a union contract states that they can work it.
Right.
It does not. No. When I say I can, by the board.
But I'll make a motion that we go to it because it is more productive for the crews and with the amount of work they have coming up this year.
So what are you saying, Jim?
I say we need to go to a 410-hour days.
Actually, it's been very effective.
Yes.
Throughout time, and there is no situation that I can think that's ever put us in dire harm or anything. Fact of the matter is, if there's an emergency or anything, we're going to call a bunch of guys in anyway.
Right.
So I don't know that it would be in our best interest at the moment without just jumping and changing things without some discussion. I know Stevens has done a very good job in managing and that type of thing.
So you're for it?
Yeah. And I guess my feeling about it is if it's not broke, don't fix it.
We've been doing it for 3 or 4 years now. I know last year it was
actually longer than that, Jim.
Well,
I think it's the fourth year.
Maybe. No, it's been a little longer.
You think it's longer than that?
It's been back quite a little bit. I can't remember.
I remember back at least three, maybe 4 years. And I know last year I did not have a problem.
And I think from a production standpoint, they've been back long enough for sure. I can't remember exactly when they started, but it's been in effect for a while, and I've taken a look at it, and I think production is much better.
Yeah, but I think sometimes we
days, it really from a major job and out somewhere. Yeah. It's been a big thing that I've looked at.
I think sometimes though we forget as the road department, their number one responsibilities are the roads, the sewers and water, the storm sewers, and cemeteries, and then we throw a bunch of other stuff in on top of it. And that's in order to get the roads and all that done, 410s is the way to go. Yeah.
So the reason I'm not against 410s, and I'll state that vividly, what I am trying to say, 410s is great, but we're only giving out of 7 days, we're only given 4 days because there is nobody here on the other Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It works great to me as if it's like what the police department want to go to. Their cover every day is going to be covered, but that's a different situation, but they have more manpower. I feel that, and this is just my opinion, and I'll ask for a second here in a second, and we'll go to a vote. My opinion is, yes, it did work. Yes, it does work. But there are many occasions that we are only here 3 days, 1 week. And when we are spending taxpayer dollars, where it seems like there are so many months that you seem to be gone more than you are here. If we had it as any other company or even a county, they are not shut down for 2 days in a row because they're on tens. That's where I'm looking at. I think that the schedule needs to be looked at, even if we only had two guys here to do the brush, do anything else that the residents are asking for. To have everybody gone on a Friday, to me, we need to look at the scheduling. But I'm going to go for a second.
But how is it that we have a week that there's only three people here?
Well, if you take any holidays.
They work eight-hour days.
I understand. But the way it is, if they take, like, say, for instance, if they're off on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. And a holiday is on Monday.
Yeah.
Then they're not here on Monday.
Correct.
And then they're gone from Thursday was their last work day. So you're taking you're taking Friday off, which would be normal because they worked on tens. Then they have Saturday, Sunday off, which would be their normal days off. Mm-hmm. Then a holiday, which is Monday off. Mm-hmm. And then they don't return until Tuesday.
Or if there's 3 days, though.
Correct. However, if we had it where we had enough crew to overlap the ones that are off.
But you said there's times that they only work 3 days a week.
Yes. Right. Well, that would be 4 days a week. My apologies. Okay. 4 days a week.
It's going to be 4 days in a row, not 4 days or not well, 2 days off.
Well, if the holiday.
It's 4 day week.
If the holiday, but here, if the holiday is on Monday, they get the holiday off to come back Tuesday, they work Wednesday, Thursday, and then they're back off again.
Mm-hmm. No, they work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Where did they pick up the Friday?
Because they only get paid 8 hours of holiday pay, so they have to go to 8 hours that week.
I was going to say, don't they go 4/8?
Yeah, they work 4/8 that week. Because
I know that we had this big discussion.
So what would make it very feasible here, and I like how gentlemen were talking this and not arguing this. Mm-hmm. What would make it feasible for this is to actually look at a schedule instead of us figuring it out of what we're voting on, so that these particular questions is already in a schedule. Should we not wait till the next meeting and let Mr. Stevens come in and show us the schedule for this particular season so that we can, there is no questions, and that we may get all yeses versus two yeses and a no.
That's for, it's probably best to have Jim have the opportunity to speak with.
Because just like you were saying, 3 days, where's the 3 days?
Yeah, you said it. I wanted to know where it's at.
Right. But they're
in 3 holidays, by the way.
Right. But I mean, if we have something tangible that we have beforehand that he sends to us, we can table this until the next meeting, and then we'll have him before us and show what his schedule, what he sees.
Okay.
Because he's the man that is the one sets the schedule. And I'm only going what I perceive as the schedule to be if it's 10-hour day shifts. And see, I'm probably sitting here, I may be missing something like what you just said.
This was discussed last year, though.
It was, and that was.
But with the
correct
with the holidays, correct. They go to 8-hour shifts.
Correct, but that was a year ago that we talked about that, and now we're looking at it, and we're each picking up different things. So what I'd like to do is table this until the next meeting, and if you would be able to get a ideal schedule, send it to all the trustees, and then bring it up at the next meeting, and we can put it to a vote.
You know, hopefully we'll have Jim here as well.
Well, even if he doesn't, you'll have the scheduling, and as you said, there's two holidays, correct?
Three.
Okay. So we'll all have that, take a look at that, and then we'll be able to just go right through it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So moving on. We'll table that until the next meeting. Did you have anything else, sir?
The only thing I have from Jim is, and I think you all have a copy of it, just if not, I'll get you a copy, is his project list, his tentative project list.
Do we have that in our?
I do not have it.
I'm not sure. You don't?
I don't. I didn't see that.
I'll make sure.
If you can email that to us, his potential list.
Absolutely.
Okay. With that, Fifth Department, Ms. Trotten. Mrs. Trotten, I apologize.
You're fine.
Did I say that right? Trotten?
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
All right. So I just have a motion for bills and payroll to get started. This is, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from April 21st, 2023 through May 4th, 2023 in the amount of $52,867.63 and payroll paid on April 28th, 2023 in the amount of $172,031.15 and payroll paid on May 1st, 2023 in the amount of $9,125.82 for a combined total of $240,024.80. This is from check number 69015 to 69051 and electronic vouchers 670-2023 through 751-2023. And there are several exhibits behind that. And if you'd like to... Second?
Well, wait, I'm getting right to it. Just a second. I was waiting until you were done. If there's no further questions in regards to what was read off, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
Thank you very much. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. lastly, we have a resolution to provide a supplemental appropriation. This is number 6 for this year. We have a short list right behind that, just moving some funds around between the salaries, public works, and a few capital outlays, basically. And the net result is a $65,000 reduction.
Okay, reduction.
Yes.
That's good. That's always good. If there's no further questions in regards, I would ask for a second.
I will second the resolution.
Thank you. And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
There you go, sir.
I'm still reading.
And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Administrator, Mr. Mazur, what do you have for us today, sir?
A few things, but I'll try and get through this as quickly as possible. The first is Resolution 2023-061. Resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator for a period of April 21, 2023 through May 4, 2023. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And the total for that period is $64,044.47.
If there's no further question on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Thank you.
Oh,
Jim?
Go ahead. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Then the next, thing I have, and if you folks would like to see photos of what we're going to discuss in the next resolutions, Nicole is nice enough to load them up on the projector and I can show you. This resolution is 2023-055. It's a resolution declaring the property owned by Deborah and Charles Reif located at 1053 Brown Road, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a nuisance. And whereas pursuant to 505.870 of the Ohio Revised Code, the board is authorized to determine that the maintenance of vegetation, garbage, refuse, and other debris upon a property constitutes a nuisance, and the property owner to remove such vegetation and debris within 7 days. And if the owner fails to remove the refuse and debris or make arrangements for the removal within the allotted time period, the board may proceed to remove the refuse and debris and enter the cost of such removal upon the tax duplicate for the property. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
If you would, sir, I'd like to show the audience what properties that we're talking about, so
sure.
They have an idea, as well as the board.
And while Steve's getting that queued up, I'd like to make a statement to everybody. This is something that I have worked on since day one. There's the JED and getting this through with the other trustees of where we can clean up these properties in our township. This was something I promised I would be backing when I ran, and here we are today putting our first one through.
This is Brown Road, and I've talked to the trustees about this. The township has been included in the news a couple times about this property, and we work very closely with Franklin County Public Health, Franklin County Zoning, and the Environmental Court. And they have given the township their blessing to intercede in having this property rectified. It kind of takes it out of the court system, which gets delayed. In fact, there's been two, I think, continuances on this property. Now the township has the ability where we can intercede and we can take action concerning this.
How's that if we don't have the home rule?
In the Ohio Revised Code, under section 505.8, apologize, it gives the township the ability to do this.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of time with our attorney. Nicole has spent an endless amount of time researching all this and helping us with this.
A lot of time at conference.
I sent Robin and Nicole on a little mission last Friday to go out and document these properties.
Do we have a report on how many times zoning went out there to take a look at this? Because that's what makes you mad. How did it even get this far?
Right.
I think so. I think they do.
I mean, everyone drives around. You have to see it. Neighbors have to report it. I mean,
they do.
Fires probably ran on the house with, people inside, and you know how trash it is, and they have to make a report. They have to, do a filing. Probably if police goes out there, they're going to have to report it too. So how did it get this bad?
Angela, I'm going to...
I know, I'm sorry.
It's a long process, and...
It just makes you mad, because you see it happen.
Nobody wants to live next to it.
No.
And there's a couple more properties. There's a couple more properties that we're going to look at. That have been brought up numerous times, but it's been a slow process. Steve's worked diligently on it. I know he spent a half a day in a seminar down in January, and him and Nicole has really, really worked their butts off on this.
Yeah.
And
it just sucks because you see it happening slowly.
Yeah. Well, now
and
we have a.
Happens to it until it gets.
Now we have
back.
A. Now we have a process.
Yeah. And home rule, are we going to finally get it up?
Angela, one of the things...
That's another day.
So, Angela, I can tell you this, that as we spoke once before, that the rules change every time we get there. Before, as you know, the board could vote us to be home rule if you have a population of 10,000. Now that has changed.
It just sucks because when you go on the Ohio Township website, it still says the old information.
Sure.
Their website hasn't been updated for a minute.
So with that being said, one of the things that our attorney we had in meetings with says,
Franklin Township does have certain abilities that even the county wasn't aware that we could do. And they are kind of like, thank you that you're picking up some of this in order to get this done. So we are getting help with, from the county, but we're taking the lead on it. And now we're able to actually put teeth to it and get something done legally. So by having an administrator and researching the laws and applying the laws, that has made a huge difference between what we were able to do and what we weren't able to do. Because to be frank, nobody has ever really tried to push when you're told you can't do something, and instead of saying like, Steve, show me, because the law states this, and if we're able to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to clean this place up. Because I can only feel for the people that have to live next door or drive by it.
Or in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just the township. It makes our township looks terrible.
Yeah. So
buckle
now,
up.
So yeah. Yeah, it's just,
buckle
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to not be too happy about.
That's fine. And
yeah.
Let's nip it in the bud before it
absolutely.
Even starts. It gets this worse.
Angela, I think you and I both have had, I think you and I have had discussions about
over
this.
Over and over and over.
And I told you, bear with us.
I know.
Bear with us. We're
okay.
Working on it.
So
here we are today.
Guys, we're going to move back to Mr. Mazur. Go ahead.
Where did I leave you with?
We had a resolution. He read
yes.
a resolution
okay.
on that property.
So I just
on Brown
so we have not
wow.
vote. We have not taken
oh.
action on
okay.
that
okay.
on this resolution.
Okay.
So I would like to bring us back to the table. If there's no further question on this motion or this resolution, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Thank you.
Gladly.
Jim.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just
and
on
are
that
people
page,
actually
yeah.
living in this?
Yes.
On
the Board of Health has been notified. The Board of Health has been
some
to
of
these.
Some of them.
Okay, so do we, are we going to, Ralph, Mr. Horn, do you have the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Just that sheet, Ralph. The one underneath is for me to sign.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the floor is still yours, sir.
Just, I'll actually just make
absolutely
one other statement. That we have had something additionally, Angela, that we haven't had before or gotten engaged before. And that was the help of Nicole and Robin. And I'd like to commend them. They have a lot of effort and put into that and spent a lot of time in addition to their normal work to help us get some of that stuff done and the engagement and everything. It's been hard for Steve to get a hold of communications done on this without their help. So I do want to say thank them guys.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks. I just wanted to add that so you know.
Mr.
There has been a lot of extra work with the trustees and the girls have dug in and really got some internal help to get some of the stuff done. So I'd like to praise them for their efforts too as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mazur.
Yes, Chairman. The next resolution I have is 2023-56. It's a resolution declaring a property owned by Itay Levy, LLC, located at 61 Volney, a nuisance property. Again, whereas pursuant to 505.87 of the Ohio Revised Code, the Board is authorized to determine that the maintenance of vegetation, garbage, refuse, and other debris upon a property constitutes a nuisance and order the property owner to remove such vegetation and debris within 7 days. And if the owner fails to remove the refuse and debris or to make arrangements for the removal within the allotted time period, the board may proceed to remove the refuse and debris and enter the cost of such removal upon a tax duplicate for the property owner. And again, I'll flip through these real quick and show everyone what we're looking at.
Well,
this is
a different house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been one that I've chased for a few years. Right?
Ralph, you and I both have
yeah,
chased this house.
Have. Yes, sir.
This one and the next one, too.
property, we're actually having Captain Breaker go out and do a report on this. The inside apparently is, if I can say, is just as bad as the outside.
There's some vagrants in there.
Anyone living there?
Yeah. That's my understanding, yes. I think more such at the transient level than actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the chief and I was out there one Saturday.
That's awful.
And to compliment the police department, chief had two or three officers there while Robin and Nicole were there, and they did chase apparently quite a few squatters away from the property. But I know I promised you folks a couple, 2-3 months ago that we would start this process. I apologize for the delay, but now that we're starting to understand the process, you're going to see probably every township meeting. There will be a property that we're addressing.
Okay. So, to the board, we have a resolution on the floor with what we have seen. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Thank you. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
So if we want to report there again, stuff, do we call you, Steve, or do we call Doug? Because Doug doesn't seem like he does anything whenever you call to nip it in the butt.
If you call me or if you go online and...
There's a form.
There's a form out there.
Okay.
That you can report that. And yes, we will address it. And again, we've developed such a good rapport with Franklin County Public Health and Zoning. They're actually going to team with us and help us. Like when we identify a property, they will go out and look at it as well. It helps us to have as much documentation as we can.
But is it that bad you want it, or is it working up to that?
Even working up to it. Okay. And the reason I say that, I spent a lot of time talking with the administrator of Prairie Township. Prairie Township's extremely aggressive now with their nuisance properties. And as it's leading up to that, for example, yes, you let us know because we want to stop it now.
Yeah.
And to be very honest, these are just a couple homes that we're looking at. Our next venture is going to be with abandoned vehicles, because it's unacceptable, to be honest, in this township. And that's going to be our next step. But I want to make sure that we do this right. That's why we're kind of moving slowly here. And as we get more comfortable with this process, again, as I said, you're going to see more and more of these as they pop up on the screen. Some of the really bad houses, I have a call, in fact, this afternoon after this meeting with the land bank to see if they will assist us. We're looking at a property right now that basically needs demoed. And if the township can avoid that cost, because this could be extremely expensive, if the land bank will intercede and absorb the cost for us, that's a huge benefit for everybody. And even today, in fact, we're waiting on some additional quotes. To clean up the house on Brown Road is approximately $6,700. To clean up the house on Volney is approximately $2,000. That will come out of the general fund of the township. Now, we will be reimbursed from the tax duplicate and the lien put on the property. But as you can see, this can be an expensive proposition. But you folks in the township are entitled to have these messes cleaned up. We'll figure a way to get it done.
But yeah. The lien only happens if it sells. Mm-hmm. That's when you get the money.
No, my understanding is they put the lien on right away. Whether it sells or not, the homeowner or the owner of the property is going to be responsible for reimbursing The township.
I thought it was.
So if it sells, as you know, there's a lien on that property, that's going to have to be remedied.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Mr. Mazur, is we're going to move on to get through this. And
yes.
Any further questions, we'll hold up to the end.
Yes. That was 57, wasn't it, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
No, we are on 57.
Yeah.
We're on 57. Then.
So we need, basically, we vote if we.
We voted, yeah, we did.
Okay, so
we
now.
We did
56,
we're, going, we're working on 57.
Okay.
Okay. 57, it's resolution 2023-57. Again, this pertains to Volney. It's a resolution setting a hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe building. Whereas the Franklin Township built. Oh, we have a typo in this. Yes, there's a typo in this. But I can skip and still get this entered, if you would like.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
It's whereas, pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 506.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, and secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Basically, we're moving forward to the board. As you can see, I think this is an ongoing problem. If there are no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes. There again? Gladly second it.
And again, what this means is we're putting a burden on the homeowner to do something with this property. Again, make it structurally safe and sound. If not, then the township will intercede, and we'll decide, the board will decide how to remedy this property as well. And this is why we're talking to the land bank about the house on Volney. Mr. Horton?
Okay.
Let me keep it moving?
Yes, sir.
Keep it moving. All
you
right.
You still have the floor, sir.
Yes. The next thing for the board is a discussion. As you're aware of, I had the old sign taken out in front of this building, the old brown sign. I've got a quote on a new sign that's white, it's clean, it's weather resistant from a local manufacturer here in town. I'd like to replace that sign. The new sign will be about $2,000. So I'd like any input from the board, your thoughts.
Okay, so this sign is constructed of what material?
The railing or the posts are aluminum, and the actual signboard itself is a PVC type compound.
So no rust, no.
No rust, no.
No, it's better than rotten like what we had.
Yes.
If there is no further discussions on this, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Thank you. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
And I'd like to utilize some of the ARP funding.
Yeah, that's what we had down.
Okay.
You said, yes.
Okay.
We're going to have to move that around.
What does that say?
Well, yeah.
Utilize some of our ARP funds for the sign.
Okay. Okay.
At $2,000.
Okay.
Okay. The second to last thing I have is.
We need to go and vote on the sign, don't we?
We just did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
We did just vote on that, right?
Yes,
all the way. Okay.
We're
I didn't want
to
second guess that we missed it.
With the ARP funds.
Yes.
Okay.
The next thing I have is we need to order an additional 4 AED CPR machines. Now that we're getting the police department up to full force, we're going to need some additional AEDs for the cruisers that will be on the street. I know Chief Arnold had gotten us 3, 4, 5 just recently.
Six.
So we need to get 4 more.
Is this for the police? Or?
Yes, it'll be for police cruisers. So they have those in their cruisers as well.
Did we not have outfitted, or did some expire?
They expire every so many years.
I understand.
Yeah, the ones that we used to have been out of date for well over 5 years.
And then what do we do with them when they're out of date?
Do give them to the fire department. Inventory, but I don't think
you're just discard them. Well, I do, but how do you discard them?
We'll trade them in once.
That's what I'm looking for. Do we trade in? Do we throw them in the trash can? Do we give them to someone else? Do they refurbish them? I'm just curious what happens to them.
Yeah, I don't know. Chief Arnold could say if they're refurbishable, but I know.
No,
as long as we know they turn them in, I mean.
Just take the batteries out and throw them in the trash.
Okay. Thank you. If there's no further question on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And at the next meeting, I will have an actual resolution for you on this.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then the last issue is with Jeff Wilczek, his letter of engagement. Jeff is requesting an additional 200 hours at an anticipated cost not to exceed $11,000. That will probably get Jeff through the summer and help with his continued duties of working with the finance or fiscal department, helping with audit functions, and just getting us hopefully over this hurdle with this ongoing audit and seeing it come to an end.
And a new audit.
Now.
Okay, so if there's no further discussion on the matter, I would ask for a second for the
resolution.
Yes, the resolution for Jeff Wilcox.
Wilczek.
Wilczek. Ooh, there we go.
Thank you.
That helps.
And I do have a resolution if you want me to.
Okay, and the resolution on that is going to be, sir?
2023-063.
Okay.
What we'll have to do is we'll have to appropriate some additional funding for Jeff.
Okay.
We'll be appropriating money out from ARP to buy these other things. Can we do it all under one appropriation?
No, it has to be separate for each individual item.
Yeah, but I mean at the same time next meeting.
Are we
one resolution with
no, well, separate resolution.
Yeah. On the, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So are we going to take ARP money for him?
For Jeff?
Yeah.
This is why I wanted to have this discussion. Presently, in our accounting and legal fund, there's $27,164 available.
Okay.
Which is a little over 53.5% of what was funded for 2023.
We're in the fifth month.
Mm-hmm. In contracted services, the fund balance is $2,594. And that's why I'm saying what we will have to do is appropriate funds out of the general fund to make sure we have enough to pay Jeff.
Okay. So this would be a question for Ms. Trotten. My thoughts on this is before we take money from the
general.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but the ARP, we would use what we feel necessary from the general fund, and then at some point, if we need to subsidize something for the ARP, subsidize isn't the right word, but if there is another purpose. I think it's too early to say, hey, we're going to start pulling money from ARP, because once that ARP money's gone, it's gone.
I agree.
Well, true. We have another year and a half to appropriate it.
Right.
Yeah. We're not talking about that.
We just
have one appropriation.
I got you.
Different appropriations for next meeting.
Correct.
That was my
question. But what I'm saying is I would not be in favor at this particular time to use ARP money for Jeff.
No, sir.
Because what we're, in my opinion, we would be doing is shortchanging ourselves, because we need to make sure that we stick with our budget so that we're not used to grandma paying it versus us paying it.
I guess Steve knew what I was mentioning, but I guess I was asking if we was going to have all the appropriations next meeting.
But I think all of us are doing our job when we hear something because I misunderstood that. I heard ARP, and I'm like, okay.
Yep.
It's almost like someone hits the lottery, they just keep spending.
Nope.
Well, okay. One thing we do need to verify, because I just received this engagement letter this morning. That's why I'm moving with some.
In the future, if we can, I would not like to move on something unless the whole board has had an opportunity. Because past practices, we keep getting stuff that here we are at an hour and 5 minutes, and we are just getting this today, and like, for instance, this questions that he and I had going on, we would have had with you, And for the sake of the public, we would have been, okay, we knew what it was going to come from, we knew where it was going to go, and then we just vote on it versus us going back and forth. Well,
thank you for that. I've been wanting to hear that for 8 years.
So we
need to pump the brakes sometimes.
Yeah, I would like to say that if something comes up like this, then we got to wait to the next meeting until the board got that.
To be honest with you, that's why we had the resolution prepared. That's why I wanted to have this discussion first. It can always be addressed at the next meeting. We have to make sure, and I'll work with Jeff and Marguerite and Robin on this, we have to make sure that there's money available, and I'm sure Correct. There is, to appropriate. So I'm hesitating to pull the trigger on this until we're 100% sure.
You want to table this?
I'd be better table it.
We can table it, yes. We can come back, but it is necessary.
Oh, it is. 100% it's necessary, yes.
Okay, so let's do this. Yeah. Mr. Horns made a statement that he feels comfortable that I'd like to go forward with this.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and pass
okay.
that.
Are you right comfortable
now.
With it? I am.
I've read over it. I know where the money's coming from. I know we're going to have to move
this
it from one fund.
It's not a new project.
It's not a new project. Right.
But, John, I do get what you're saying is we need to have time to look over it and ask our questions. But with this one, I do feel safe. I do feel confident.
In this case, that's what you just got it. We need Jeff in here anyway now. So.
We do.
Let's do that, and then let's get.
Yep. So,
would you like to make that in the form of
Mr. Horn, I'll make a resolution that going forward to all departments, I'll do that here in a second, but let's clean this one up if we can.
Go ahead.
So if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
And I would like to make a resolution, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that said on this day, going forth, any resolution that comes before the board must have come through the administrator everything's been appropriated and
distributed
to the trustees prior to a meeting within 48 hours. Would that give us enough time?
But I have a question because we have been discussing
no less than 48 hours.
Yeah. We've been discussing not doing resolutions like this at the table.
Right.
Would Mr. Mazur, would this be okay with you, or will this so your numbering system, you and
I don't have it pulled up, but I will add it when I have it pulled up.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is the only reason
we
for
do,
this is
to
clean. This is just a. To
we
set
do.
A standard going
okay,
forward.
Yeah, I'm good with the standard, but I just
sure
not sure if we should
right.
be.
But Mr.
I've got a 64 down here.
Correct.
Yeah.
8 years, and we've never put 60. It to a resolution.
We don't have a vote in it, and it has bugged me for since
sure.
I've been here.
So with that being said, if there's no further discussion on the resolution at hand, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Gladly, yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, again, that would be no less than
thank
48.
You.
Because,
thank
I mean,
you guys.
The sooner we get it,
that.
The better.
Yep.
Okay, moving forward. Go ahead, sir. Is there anything else that you have?
That's it, Chairman. I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, so I want to back up a second. Was there no minutes to approve at this meeting?
No.
No, I haven't gotten them typed
no
up
worries.
Yet.
No worries. I just happened to realize that.
Yeah.
And I just caught that.
I'll have these meeting minutes and last meeting at the next
I point. Want to comment on the meeting minutes that these have been great. The way that you do it, the style in which you do it, it's a summary. And we don't need a whole book.
This one is about... two-thirds finished already.
Yeah, so I really appreciate your diligence and the way that you do it. So I do like that. I have nothing to report. Mr. Leeser, do you have anything?
I have nothing at this time.
Mr. Horn, you have National Night Out. Would you like to speak on that, sir?
Yeah, just for a couple of minutes. Did we get Jeff's
engagement?
Yes. Resolution signed.
Yes.
Well, the resolution is, I was just about to pass it back around.
Oh, was you?
Did we not sign that?
We signed it, but we didn't sign that.
His letter of engagement.
His letter of engagement.
Just wanted to make sure.
Good catch, sir.
There wasn't a sticker on it.
And the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Well, we had our meeting for National Night Out planning about a week ago, I think, when the chief.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had Linda Mercer, chief, Jan,
Chip,
and let's see, who else was it?
Pastor Womack.
Yeah, Pastor Womack, and Bill.
Snodgrass.
Yeah, Bill Snodgrass. So that, I guess that's our kind of our, like our little committee here to, you know, report to if you need to know anything or this, that, and the other. Some of the things we worked out was basically the way everything was going to be set up. And of course, the pastor, he wanted to the say and how logistically he wanted everything set up and how we're going to do the police, fire, and so on and so forth. So, you know, you guys probably need to talk a little bit there, chiefs. And one thing I have not talked to Jim Stevens yet about, we're kind of going back to hamburgers and hot dogs again, so we'll have four. I guess those are the big things we need to know. The chief has a donation, a dollar, I guess, for the meat and buns as well, I think, don't you, sir?
I'm still checking on the buns.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we got them yet.
Well, we'll deal with that.
Yeah.
Linda had made, you know, she's going to get a few things. And yeah, Jan. So essentially, we got pretty good set up on who's going to do what and so on and so forth. So, you know, like internally here, chief, you probably need to get together with this chief and, you know, all that type of thing. Just do your normal stuff on that. Jim Stevens, tell him, if you wouldn't mind, that I donated him to be one of the cookers. Jim's, we put him in charge of that forever, I guess.
He volunteered, he wasn't here today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think you had that conversation that he was to volunteer, is that right, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
And John and Jim are going to serve all the food.
Hey, I'll put an apron on.
No,
I'm good.
No. I think the pastor is going to try to have his people serve.
Yeah.
So forth.
You know, one of the comments, though, that I think to the board that it still resonates with me is I think that we need to make sure that we visit every booth that's there and make vigilant as the board, because I know there's some that I didn't talk to.
Right.
And someone said something, and it was like if you had a guest come to your home or et cetera, and you talked to just a family member, none of the guests.
Right.
So I think that we should remind each other that we shouldn't try
to. If somebody stops by the house, I'm bringing them over to get a hot dog I'm not cooking for.
So, Mr. Horn, do you have anything else for us, sir?
No, Chief, is there anything that we need to throw out there right now? I think the big thing is any questions anybody has, either Linda, Chief, Jan and Chip and you know, Snodgrass. And so there's a lot of good ideas thrown around how to maybe do it, how to make it better. I guess trying to combine three or four groups of people together. So I think everybody's pretty much on target for that. So, and that, again, if the one thing I want to remind everybody, it's prior to the National Night Out itself, we will be voting on the Juanita Kaufman Award. So if you have a neighbor you like or somebody in the township now, is what we're striving for.
Somebody that has done good in the community.
Yeah, that has done good things.
You can hate them and they still did good in the community, and right. You want to put something in.
You know, or helpful around the neighborhood, or somebody you just feel like is a tremendous neighbor and helpful and thing. So we'll need to get that done, I think, in July, don't we?
Yeah, we have to vote on it.
About mid-July, yeah.
Ralph, I got a name for you right after this. I'll fill out the form.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. I'd mention her name. She's here, but she'd probably slap me afterwards.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. All righty. Well, that's about all. So if we got questions, I guess go to the chief or some of the others that I named there. So, okay. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
So really look forward to seeing us back out there. It's been a little drab for the last two or three years, you know.
Okay, so we're going to move to the speaker cards.
I have Mr. Blevins.
Mike Blevins, 1855 Randsburg. I'll take my 3 minutes to talk about Randsburg Avenue. I started coming 5 or 6 years ago to these meetings for the very first time, and I talked about the speed and everything on my street. And it's just progressively gotten worse. So 2 weeks ago, at the last meeting, I spoke to Chief Smith. He mentioned about his grant. He said Randsburg could definitely qualify for some of that grant money for speeds. We had another incident 2 weeks ago where a drug guy comes down the road, blacks out, takes out another car. In the past 2 years, we've had 6 incidents. One wound up with the car on its hood, upside down. 4 tires spinning. That's a 25 mile an hour road, and it's just progressively getting worse. And my whole goal is schools are going to be getting out, and I'm telling you, I'm begging you, these children play right in front of my house in the turnaround. They have the right to ride their bicycles. They have the right to be children still. Someone's going to get killed. The guy came down my road, backed out of his drive, came down 7 houses, took out Robin's car in front of the house. Had her car not been there, he would have been into my bedroom. When I went out to see if he was okay, he said he fell asleep. He pulled out of his drive, drove down the road 7 houses, and fell asleep.
Wow.
And this is just occurring and reoccurring. And I'm just begging, please be aware. If Byron asked for, you know, something to help with that, or I just want you to be aware. I don't want to turn on my TV and see where a child's been hurt and someone get on the TV and say they knew nothing at all about it. I've been coming for 5 or 6 years now, and I'm telling you, Randsburg Avenue, with that turnaround at the end, they like to bring their cars down through there, and they like to drift around the corner, and then they like to just fly right up the road. And I believe my time's supposed to be now. But please do something about Randsburg Avenue.
Thank you very much for your comment.
I do have 40 seconds. When can we get an update on the audit, Steve? We're paying the bill as taxpayers, and this seems like we're not getting any answers. We've been waiting years, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure all of you would love to know more about the audit than me, but can we in the audience get an idea of when this audit may come to an end?
It's funny you ask that, Mike, because we actually had 2 conversations. One with a different group of auditors from the state of Ohio, and then I actually talked to the auditor who's been here almost 3 years. I have been told by these two separate sources by the end of August that we should have report in hand by the end of August.
You probably don't have it off the top of your head, but can we get an idea of how much money's been spent?
No, they're keeping everything very close to the vest. I try to pick their brain as much as possible, but no, they just, as of yesterday, I heard we will get a detailed report, hopefully, by the end of August.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
With that being said,
I got one more here. Just one other thing before you close. I would like to make a statement there. I ask a lot to my, and it's kind of like, I'm not real happy totally with the answers I get. They've got to the point they are pretty courteous, you might say. And I hear that they're getting a little push too, you know, from downtown. I do hear that, but it hasn't happened. And
okay, so who else?
I'd like to be able to have some kind of power to get them out of here, but I don't. You know what I mean?
Well,
I guess when they get a hold of you, that you're at your mercy is the only thing I can say. So, well, I'm really concerned about the amount of money, and I've stated that so too.
We're going to have more of it.
Time, so.
Okay. Next person, Jan.
Jan?
Okay, I just want to, of course, say thank you to your police, fire, road crew, and everybody that helps out. But one thing I want to ask about, it's not even close to the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And today is May the 4th, be with you. But all the fireworks that are starting to go off already.
You do realize the governor has changed this.
Hang on, she's still got.
I apologize.
That's all right.
You're good. You go first until you're done.
No, I mean, with all the gunshots, all the shootings, and everything going on, it's really sad. You have to sit on your front porch with your AR. I'm sorry. It is. It's ridiculous.
I'll grab it.
Okay, Chief, do you want to elaborate anything on the fireworks?
Well, I mean, it's difficult. We take them as they come in. But the problem is they typically shoot them off at our very busiest time. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the governor has, and the legislator has legalized fireworks in the state of Ohio on certain dates. So Cinco de Mayo is one of them, which is tomorrow. And you can go the day before, the day of, and the day after. 4th of July, they gave you 2 weeks before and the week after.
Yep.
So there's a lot of holidays, and to be honest, I've been out with some of our officers on firework calls, and before that was legal, by the time we get there, they get there.
It's not there.
Yeah. It's up in smoke.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Just one other thing I'd like to say, Chief Smith, could you and Jim Stevens and Chief Arnold kind of have a little powwow about the road up there down Mike Nip's neighborhood? And see if there's any suggestions.
We're already.
You're already working on it. Okay, I appreciate it. I didn't know that. So, thank you.
Okay, with that being said,
okay,
thank everybody, and we are adjourned.